FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
I think it was Scott Fitzgerald who said, American lives don't have second acts. Well, this is Manchester. We do things differently here.
Anybody would have written this script with the exception of FC Radio.
Hello, I'm your host Cockers and welcome to this week's This Club Is My Club, right here on your very own FCUM Radio. On this week's show, we'll have reaction to FC United's home match with Matlock Town from Saturday. And to find out now how the Reds got on, it's over to FC Live at Broadhurst Park.
Well, welcome everyone to FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and your lovely people, the Armchair Army. And we're back here in sunny Manchester at Broadhurst Park for FC United against title-chasing Matlock Town. They were league leaders last Saturday, but we've had so many chopping and changing going on up at the top. We've had three different leaders in the past week. 8 points behind Matlock as we head into this game. We played a couple of games more. I think it might be three games, actually, from memory. It's not quite a must-win, this.
No, I was going to say, a couple of weeks ago, we could say arguably we were title-chasing.
Woodso's here, everyone. Hello,
Woodso. Yeah.
I mean,
yes.
Is this a must-win?
I think yes, mainly because of the games. It's nothing to do, points-wise, we're OK. But if you look at, I think, Euro's possible points table, we're 11th. Mm-hmm. It's not going to work like that, because obviously teams will play each other, I think. Some of the teams who've got games on, they'll play each other, so they can't all get maximum points. But
also the fact we're not quite in the running yet. It's not quite at the stage where we start showing the other teams' fixtures and stuff.
No.
But Warrington are 2 points up the road. If we get beat, they win. Suddenly, it's 5 points to the playoffs with 8 games left, and it starts to become a bit tricky.
They've got 10 games left and things like that. Some teams have got 1 and 2 games on us, and I think Morpeth have got 4, have they?
Yep.
So 3 or 4 anyway.
And they play Warrington. Well, this is the other thing. I've said this last week. I don't think it's fully over yet. Saying this before the kickoff of this game, where at 5 o'clock it might just be all but the shouting. But Warrington have to play Morpeth home and away over the next fortnight. Matlock have still got to play most of the top six still.
We say this league's daft. Everybody takes points off each other. We know that.
Scarb have got Michelob.
Scarb have got Michelob. So yeah, absolutely. I just think the games played, the fact we've played more games than everybody else, pretty much.
There's no wiggle room.
There's no wiggle room for us. I think, is it 27 points available, something like that? Mm-hmm. Or something like that? We pretty much need minimum 24, I would say.
I would imagine, because Neil's... I think we're behind schedule now after Gainsborough. I think we wanted a point against Warrington.
Yeah.
You could argue you probably targeted a point against Scarborough, so we're not too far off. But it means that there's more pressure on games like this, where I don't know what Neil would have targeted. He might have targeted a point for this. He might have targeted a point for Morpeth away. No, South Shields at home, but they're now wins, aren't they?
Yeah. Absolutely. I think them two losses, the Warrington and Whitby, to lose them both late on, obviously Warrington very late on, but Whitby was quite late on, by a goal. And we were probably good enough in both for definitely a point and probably three.
And the other thing is about it all is the fact that because of the games in hand, we don't play now after this game for fortnight. We've obviously got the Phoenix Trophy next week, which everyone's looking forward to immensely, but we need to close off this bit of the season
now.
We need to get the
three today, and then, there's a saying that knocks about at work. You can only control the controllables. It's a horrible saying, but it's true. That's all you can't... If it's out of your control, it's nothing to do with you. You can't do anything about it. So all we can do is win our games. Simple as that. That puts pressure on other clubs around us. They've got to keep winning. Because if they waste their games in hand... We've seen it at Wheels over the years. We've had games in hand and wasted them in previous seasons by not winning them. So it's far from dead, like you say.
But
3 points today, anything less than 3 points today, you're sort of thinking we might be struggling then. But, you know, there's a long way to go. And yes, of course there is. But let's bring another sport in. On the FC cliche, less than 3 points today, it's the old snookers we need. You know, we're gonna have to do our bit for the rest of the season without any slip ups and rely on the people slipping up and messing up.
And just a final thought on this particular match here against Matlock, without talking about the wider repercussions and that. When we played Matlock at their place, it was quite a dramatic closing couple of minutes. It wasn't the best of feelings.
No.
After the game. That's got to be a motivational factor, hasn't it?
Yeah, and that's another one when you look at Warrington the other week and you look at that game. We've lost in the last minutes. Both games we were certainly good enough in both games for at least a point, and we got we're looking at 0 points in both of them. You know, it's only 2 points. If we'd have got a draw in both of those games, that puts you 2 points nearer to anywhere else. You know, Neil and the players don't need to be reminded and know that. They know very well that, you know, games like that are probably ultimately, if we do, you know, fall up short, it's going to be annoying little games like that.
Mm-hmm.
Where we lost by an odd goal in the last minute.
Well, Woodzo, big thank you for joining us pre-match. Right. We're going to hand over now to Neil Reynolds for his pre-match thoughts. And enjoy the game.
Oh, I'll try my very best, thank you.
Well, Neil, a big thank you for joining us before this big game this afternoon. Just how big is this game, do you feel?
Biggest game of the season, you know, and I've just said that to the lads in there. The last thing we want is South Shields coming here, potentially being chance to win the league and us scratching around in 8th or 9th. And if we want to be in the playoffs, like every manager does, we've got to win today. We've got to win today. We've got to, 9 games left? We've got to win 7 at least out of them, Ben. So, and when we're at home, we're good. So, you know, and that's no disrespect to Matlock, who are an extremely good side. They're not second in the league for nothing, or been top of the league most of the season for nothing. So we know it's going to be tough, but, you know, we're ready.
Matlock's form has slipped in recent weeks. But I don't necessarily think they've changed all that much since the last time we played them. So what's your thoughts on what they're bringing?
I don't know, but I mean, I went to, you know, Adrian, the chair, and Tim Brown and myself went up to Newcastle on Tuesday night to watch them to do our homework. They're very much what they are. They're a big side. They're back to front. They're good on set pieces. But whatever they've done this season has brought them a lot of success because they are where they are. But I think, you know, like the South Shields, like Buxton, you know, now like Matlock, they're going through a little sticky patch, but good sides come through it. Buxton have just shown that, and they're on a real run again, and so are South Shields. So I don't expect Matlock's run to last very much longer. You know, they'll want to put it right today. They know I was watching their Tuesday night, so, you know, I've got kind of a lot of information from that. But we're where we are for a reason. They're where they are. So look at the league table doesn't lie, Ben, and they've been better than us this season.
At Causeway Lane, the defence held up for most of the game, as you know. What's the defence looking like for this afternoon's game? Because obviously Curtis Jones was 50-50. But you have recruited this week.
Yeah. I mean, Curtis has been touch and go, and if Curtis was fit, he would have played. He broke down again in a fitness test beforehand, which is really disappointing, and we might have to send him for a scan. It could be the tendon at the back of his knee now, and he's been unlucky with injuries this season, but it was important we strengthened in that area. We knew George Sikora from our time a couple of years ago had come to an end at Bradford, training at Sheffield United, but obviously due to the transfer window was looking for a club. And we went in there this week, and he said, I love working with you for that couple of games, and he's come back and he'll start today.
And with regards to everything else, you and Bange got, I think it was 90 minutes, wasn't it, last week? He got at Scarborough. How useful is that going to be? Because it's going to be a battle the other end of the pitch as well.
Yeah, and, you know, Bange is a great player. He showed that on his debut when he was fully fit. And, you know, today I'm hoping, you know, he gets that 90 minutes out of his system last week. As a manager, it's been tough today. You know, it's been tough all week. You know, what do you do? What do you not do? But I've done my homework. I think it's important that, you know, in centre midfield, we have a big presence in front of the back four. So I've gone with Smith. I've left Potts out. I've gone with Griffiths. Donoghue's not here. He's the best man at his brother's wedding. And I've decided to go with Wanaka instead of Galloway in the wide areas because I just thought, you know, last game Bange started, Wanaka put the crossover and he scored. And, you know, he came on last week against Scarborough. So, but I look at the bench and, you know, there's options everywhere. But I've just said to the lads in there that if it's not working after 20 minutes, this is a game that we can't throw away. I'll change it. You know, and that, you know, that might raise eyebrows, but hoping I don't have to change it. But I'm not going to be afraid to do it because today this is a big game for us, and hopefully the crowd can get behind us and we can get that much needed 3 points.
Well, Neil, big thank you for joining us and all the best this afternoon.
Cheers, Ben.
Well, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Broadhurst Park. And you join us here for FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. It's FC United of Manchester against Matlock Town here in the Northern Premier League, Premier Division. And joining me for a little pre-match chat now, live on FC Live in the main stand, it's my friend and yours, it's Dato Paul. Hello, Paul.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
Very well, thank you.
It's good to have you on for a pre-match. We were missing you last week. I mean,
yes,
me and James were forced to talk about 3G pitches and
due
everything.
Due to circumstances beyond our control, unfortunately.
Yes.
Facilities weren't quite up to it.
It was one seat that wasn't quite covered by the stand roof, wasn't it?
But, yeah.
Well, welcome back, Paul, anyway, for this bit of FC Live. Just to say, just before we kick things off, I've got two special messages to say. Scarf, hope you're on the mend, my friend, and hope you're tuning in. And
yes.
All being well, we'll be bringing you a victory this afternoon. And to our friend Yura over in Ukraine, who, for those of you who don't know, Yura is an absolute legend, does the goal of the season clips on YouTube every year without fail, runs a fantastic stat website, which, you know, Stato Paul's here. It's
with all kinds of chance clips as well.
I've
kinds of stuff.
Don't tell Yura because he might charge us, but I've stolen a couple over the years. But Yura, I hope you're well, my friend. Best wishes to you, your family, all your neighbours and all your friends there. And hope you enjoy this afternoon's coverage if you're able to tune in. But we're here to bring you what we're hoping is an entertaining game of football. Now, last time we played Matlock, Paul, it was a dramatic game of football and not in a good way for FC United.
Yes, I think you were beginning to despair of the game itself rather than the match at the time. But yes, it was a very depressing afternoon at Causeway Lane, not just because of the late goal we conceded, but the nature of the match. I'm hoping for some more football this afternoon rather than the darker arts.
Yeah, when it comes to what's happening in the wider league, Warrington today are playing Morpeth. By no means a gimme.
No.
However, we're getting down to it now, aren't we? Where, just say this permutation comes out, FC United don't beat Matlock today and suffer a defeat. Warrington win, suddenly FC United are 5 points from the playoffs with 8 games left. We are getting to the serious point of the season now where there's not much wriggle room.
Well, we're 2 points adrift at the moment, and it's a chance today, I think, to gatecrash the playoff places for the first time this season. And looking at the teams above us, five teams above us, we've played 8 games, I think, so far, and we've only got 9 points from them against the teams above us. And we've got 2 home games, this one and South Shields at the end of the season. I think we've got to get more points from the sides above us starting today if we are going to go up. We've got to do that. We've got to bridge that gap.
It's been a remarkable week at the top end of the Northern Premier League. Matlock started the week top. They finished the week in third. There's been 3 different teams up at the top of the table. It's an important game for Matlock, really, because their form hasn't been great of late.
Yeah, I think we know all the sides have been dropping points and they'll probably continue to drop points, but for us to get a foot in the door, we've got 9 games left. That's 27 points, obviously. We need to get something round about 24 points, we think. Round about that. 23, 24 points. So we haven't got any margin for error, really, anymore. We really have to put our foot down. And because we lost at Matlock, we owe them today. We have to get 3 points. Some way or other, we have to get 3 points.
Now, Neil said in his pre-match interview pretty much the same thing, and he actually said, which is quite bold, the players are aware of this, if it's not working out, he will change it early doors. That's significant, isn't it? But we've seen him do it before. How important do you feel that this game is in the grand scheme of things?
I think it's very important. I think if we can get... obviously, we were not playing in the league next Saturday because we're in the Phoenix Trophy.
And it's good, actually, because we've played so many games more than everyone else. It's good for everyone to catch up, isn't it?
So there's going to be a catch-up process. People have got games in hand on us, and that's going to bite us somewhere along the line. So we have to bank 3 points this afternoon, because if we don't, we're going to get left behind a bit. So I think this is a really critical afternoon of the whole season. If we get 3 points today and teams win in midweek, that's okay. We can cushion it and start again in 2 weeks' time. But it really is a must today. And we've got to mention the pitch, I think, because last week we played at Scarborough on an artificial surface.
Oh, don't, Paul. They'll be getting in touch again.
And
don't.
And it was a good quality match.
It was.
On a pitch, on a grass pitch, we would not have played last week. Broadhurst Park is suffering a bit, we have to say, in certain areas. Certainly the main stand side is cut up, and it's going to be difficult to play clever football on that side of the pitch. The far side of the pitch is fine, where it gets the sunlight. But this side of the pitch is looking the worse for wear. And it means that we can't play the same type of game that we played at Scarborough. We can't do it. We're going to have to adapt to the pitch. And that's a detriment to our style. If we played a Matlock style, it wouldn't matter.
It's interesting that both Neil and Adrian and Tim went up to South Shields on Tuesday night for that big match between the top two. They've not changed much. We're expecting diagonal balls to the back end of the penalty area, flicked on to a striker. That's what we're expecting. And with that regard, we have to go to our defensive lineup this afternoon. Aaron Morris is playing right back, which he might have done anyway. Adam Dodd at left back. But the centre-back pairing of Andy Halls and new signing George Sikora. George has obviously been here before, but only for one game, a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
He's a quality player, but he is asking a lot. It is asking a lot,
I think.
He's
been thrown in at the deep end of it this afternoon against a good side who are going to bombard us with a long ball. And he's got to be able to stand up to it along with Andy Halls. It's a brand new pairing in the centre of the defence, and it's certainly going to get tested. Matlock have brought Ross Hanna back in this afternoon. He's 35 years of age.
Good player,
but he's a prolific goal scorer. Mm. He's scored 7 goals against us over the years, and he's got a lot of nous. He came on as a sub here and scored within 40 seconds the last time Matlock were here. So a very dangerous customer to watch. And they've got other quality players in the side. Obviously, they're looking at the likes of Hughes down the middle. Liam Hughes down the middle as the battering ram.
Wiles as well.
They've got Chippendale out wide to provide the ammunition. Some very difficult players to play against, and two rocks at the back in Evans and Sharman. It's going to be a tough ask this afternoon, but we have to stand up to all this and try and find a way.
Now, up front, we've got Ewan Bange, or as he was referred to last week by the PA announcer at the Flamingo Land Stadium, Ewan Bang.
Well, if he'd scored, it would have been appropriate.
But he played a full 90.
Yeah.
And
which was encouraging.
Yeah, he's played a full 90. He's had a week of training back here at FC. That is promise, isn't it? I mentioned it to Neil. It's going to be a battle one end, but we want to make sure it's a battle the other end as well.
Yeah, I thought he struggled a bit to get his match fitness at Scarborough, but
I tell you what, though, we've not really covered it, but Ennis's shot, which Bange was very much involved with.
Yeah.
If we could do anything like that today.
Yeah.
A bit more clinical, then I'm hopeful.
Linny's still on fire.
Yep.
There's always hope with Linny at the moment. When he gets the ball around the edge of the box, we just don't know what's coming, and the opposition certainly don't know, and he's in a rich vein.
And Wadika's playing as well, and Wadika, that substitution worked.
It worked virtually instantly.
Yeah.
The assist for Linny was a beautiful assist.
He's basically a patchy Sung, isn't he?
Because, he's become that.
Yeah, because whatever Neil wants him to do, he'll do it.
Yeah.
And he's been so handy and so under the radar this season. He could be pretty important this afternoon as well.
And you mentioned that Renault, well, we're frightened of making changes. So if we look at the substitutes bench this afternoon,
he's
certainly got some options, hasn't he?
Yeah, Chris Taylor, Michael Potts, Toby Humphries, Josh Galloway and Joe Duckworth. Yeah, if it's not working, you could tell he's agonised over what this lineup should be today. We've already teed it up. It is a huge game. We know how important this game is. He said it's the biggest game of the season so far. I think he's right. So this team selection is very, very important.
Yeah, the crumb of comfort I'm clinging onto at the moment is the fact that Matlock have visited us 8 times and only won once, and that was 12 years ago.
Was that the game?
And it was a meteoric win, 5-1.
Yeah. Was that the game where the goalkeeper got injured?
The goalkeeper, we had a half-hour stoppage.
Yes, I remember.
And when we restarted, they'd been warming up on the pitch. And we'd been stood around like lemons. And when we restarted, we were so cold, it was not true. And they punished us for that. But that was 12 years ago. And they've not managed to beat us in Manchester since. So let's hope that run continues this afternoon.
Now, before we hand over to our expert commentary team, because we've got a good commentary team this afternoon, FC United, 2 points outside the playoffs. Warrington, in the playoffs, 2 points ahead of us. They have got 2 games in hand. They have got a double header against Morpeth coming up. It starts today at home at Cantilever Park.
You'd think some points would be shared in those two games.
Yes. It's a big two games as well for Morpeth if they're going to have a late surge up the table. Scarborough have got Mickleover away. That Mickleover have been phenomenal of late, so that's not a gimme for Scarborough. So, ever the optimist, the table could look totally different. And we could have hope in our hearts as we go into our little break.
There's going to be a surprise at the end of 90 minutes this afternoon somewhere. I think that's pretty sure.
James joins us now. Hello, James.
Yeah, good afternoon, everyone.
What's your thoughts on today, James, and the importance of this one?
Well, it's absolutely crucial. FC mustn't lose this game and preferably win it. But a defeat, you know, there's a two-week break coming up with the Polish game next week, and it's important FC finish this little series of games with getting something out of the game. And but I think the point at Scarborough was a really important one. At a very informed Scarborough side, it was a tough game, and the FC did well, and you want the continuation of that. Should put them in good heart.
Well, let's find out what's going to happen, dear listener at home. This is FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com. And you lovely people, the Armchair Army. This is FC United of Manchester against Matlock Town here at Broadhurst Park. So it's now time to hand over to our expert commentary team for this afternoon's game. It's Stato Paul, Roy Sewell and James Quinn.
And here comes Linney outside the box.
Go on,
Linney.
Well
and now
done.
Morris.
Well done.
Morris now. By the touchline, can he get a cross in? Four red shirts in the middle, headed rather vertically. Ennis gets it to his feet, but it's half clear. Wanaka will shoot. Wanaka left footed.
Yes.
Scores.
Get in there.
1-0 FC. And, near post, Joe Young might have felt that he might have done better there, but it was a good bit of work there. He shaped a shoot with his right foot there, Ali Wanaka, then went onto his left foot, and it was a great finish. And FC into the lead here. And we played, just under 7 minutes?
Yeah, great delivery into the box. I mean, we'd done two of those previously. They both went to the back post area. This one fell at the front post to Wadicke. And as you say, he shaped to strike the ball with his right foot. The defender swallowed the decoy as he switched back onto his left foot and basically was just about hitting the target then. And he fired one right in at the front post area. Maybe you could say goalkeeper's error, but I think it was more so a defending error, but very well done.
So FC lead by a goal to nil, just the start they wanted. Ennis with a miscued pass. Alex Byrne twisting and turning, being forced into retreat. Then Yates with a poor clearance which Smith meets. Now Dodd has it. Dodd trying to flick it forward, and now it's cleared but only as far. Oh, Wendy Halls misses it. Ross Hanna with a chance here. Flicks it across. Chance for Hughes.
Oh!
And that was a real miss there. It was Halls who made the mistake. A ball went past him there. Took his eye off it, I think. Got a bit of a bobble. Hanna with a perfect cross. And Liam Hughes in space with a sitter. Puts it a couple of yards wide as Bange goes up for this one. Linney with a specker. Uh-oh. And Ennis, can he get onto this? Ennis!
Oh.
And a good save. Good decisive keeping from Joe Young. Smith flicks it out on the volley. And then Yates with a clearance. And ball falls for Chippendale just outside the box. Good block from Wadicke. Now Linney bringing it forward. That's for Bange to chase now. Bange now into the box right-hand side. Bange showing a bit of skill here, Bange. Bange left-footed. Shoots! Oh, great save into the bar. Griffiths now has it by the corner flag left-hand side. Wins a corner. Well, that was a great effort by Bage, but a fine save by Joe Young. Just tipped it onto the bar. And that to right touchline. Now there's a chance for a cross here for Byrne. Byrne cross comes
go.
In.
There comes. We go.
Reece Kendall, good save. That was a great run and header from Kendall. And a fine save from Lavercombe. Now the Bage surely being held.
The assistant is bringing the game back.
The referee didn't want to know that, to be honest.
That is good officiating. He's
got to make a decision now.
We had a clear view of that, and he was definitely tugging him by the shoulder.
But what was the referee looking at the same time? That's the mystery, isn't it?
Well, to be honest, he saw the linesman turned and followed the track of the ball, and I think he was hoping that he could carry on the play, because he's got a decision to make here now, and here it comes.
The card's coming out.
Well, is he on the yellow? Is this the play?
He's on a yellow,
on
yeah.
Yellow?
Yep.
Second yellow. and Sharman leaves the field. But if you're on a yellow card, Roy, you're trying to be as objective as can, and you start tugging at the last man, and you've just been spoken to about another foul. I mean, you're just...
That's the way it is, isn't it? You know, you always think you have that that other chance. Well, he had his other chance, and he wasted it. So be it.
Griffiths out to the right-hand side to Morris. Morris now driving towards the box. Puts on his left foot. Morris, will he think about a shot? Low for his left-foot shot. Fine save, Joe Young. Now Wanaka picks up the ball, left-hand side. Now Dodd to the byline. Dodd, can he get it over?
Goal.
Lennon! Oh, what a save! And what a game that Joe Young is having. He ran across and chipped it over the bar. Credit to him. He's keeping Matlock in this contest. It was a decent strike from Litney. FC throwing the kitchen sink at Matlock in these last few minutes. Galloway wanted it. Griffiths plays it forward. It's intended for Litney. Galloway picks up the second ball into the box. Galloway, no chance for Bange! And again, that man, Joe Young, in the way. Has dived at the feet of Baines, got everything in the way, and it's a corner ball right-hand side.
He's definitely done earned his money today, hasn't he? No doubt about it. Done very well.
Lavercombe, a long, long clearance. Baines goes up. I think he's had a fine game, but Evans wins that one. Now Dodd trying to dribble his way through, and then goes down. And now on the break, Matlock through now, and a chance here. It could be the equaliser, and it's going to be a penalty.
Give it.
Halls brings him down, and disaster for FC. And it was trying a dribble centre field, losing possession. It was Dodd.
Was he fouled?
Yep.
Was he fouled?
I think he was fouled.
Should Hall have gone for that? Should he have left it to Lavercombe?
Yeah. Yeah.
So Hall's there. Give a penalty after, well, after contentious challenge on Adam Dodd. Well, it's Alex Byrne with a chance to level things up here as we're in the 90th minute. Lavercombe stands between Matlock and an equaliser. Byrne, two steps to his left, right-footed.
Oh!
Perfect penalty.
Went the wrong way.
And not surprisingly, Matlock celebrate that with some. And Alex Byrne, and then an unnecessary little gesture to the FC bench. The person that Matlock will have to thank if they come away with this with something is Joe Young, most of all.
Yeah, definitely. He's had an outstanding
5 minutes. 5 added minutes time for both sides to find a winner here. It's 1-1. Matlock have it, and there goes the full-time whistle, and Matlock celebrate almost as if they've won it. They've got a point here, a point that looked unlikely when they went down to 10 men. Frank discussion and a shake of hands with the two benches, which is encouraging to see. But FC United played well today, but you've got to give credit, as we have been doing, to Joe Young in the Matlock goal, who had an absolute blinder and made several brilliant saves. So, well, frustrating afternoon for FC, but two top of the table, two promotion chasing sides share the spoils. Paul, before you leave us, your sort of a snapshot of your conclusions on that
I think
affair.
FC had the chances to put that game to bed, didn't do it, and I do think there is a fallibility, as I was saying, about game management. We're just not seeing games out through 90 minutes, and that's something we have to learn a lesson from. Obviously we've got to credit the goalkeeper for making so many good saves, but I just think we could have been a bit more clinical at times. And a second goal, certainly playing against 10 men, a second goal would have seen off the game. But 1-0 is a tightrope, and we don't walk these tightropes very well this season. We're conceding too many late goals, and we possibly have to look at that.
FC got caught, well, aside from the foul, which I still maintain, we'll watch it back on TV, but I'm pretty sure Dodd was fouled. We got caught short, and it's no accident it happened after Sakura had gone off.
Yeah,
and as soon as we lost him, I also said as well, because Roy said they're only going to score from a set piece, it's true, but I also said they've got another chance in them, it'll only take one chance, and that was the chance. right there.
Yeah.
We needed a second goal, and that's what the difference was. And it came from Young, their goalkeeper, who's made a series of unbelievable saves. So,
Neil, thanks for joining us. But from Joe Young, your team would have run... Joe Young, we felt, had an absolute blinder, and your team would have run away with it.
We were brilliant, James.
Yeah.
We were brilliant.
Great
from start to finish, we were brilliant today. Could have won 5-0, 6-0, quite easily. We made a top-of-the-table side look very ordinary for the last charge of the game, and dead proud of the lads today.
Yeah, and Baines, certainly, I mean, he was given a real roughhouse there, but he's really learning very quick of how to manage that, isn't he?
Great player, great lad. Things go into him, he stick. You know, desperate for a goal today, I thought he scored, but, you know, world-class save. But right through the park, James, I just the way we move the ball, and, you know, Jimmy's done everything he can do on the pitch this week. He's done everything, but you can see it now. You know, it doesn't suit our style of play, but we kept trying to figure it out. We kept trying to work it out. And you can see, you know, we played some exceptional football today. And yeah, another day could have won 4 or 5.
Lots of players. We gave Smith the man of the match just about. There were several. Good word for Sakura, just slipping into the back four and of course, losing him at the end, not helping things.
No, exceptional player. You know, great to get him over the line. He's going to be a big asset for us between now and the end of the season. Curtis Jones broke down in the warm-up again, and, you know, it could be weeks, we're not sure. But we've got a couple of weeks rest now to kind of patch people up. We've got the European game, obviously, but a couple of weeks in terms of the next league game. So people are carrying Knox and Niggles, we'll get a rest now.
Now, a few questions about the penalty. There was a feeling from some of our team up here that Dodd was fouled before.
1,000,000%. Dodd fouls it, Dodd's waiting for him to go through his shin. I don't know, he doesn't see it. I'm flabbergasted, to be honest. I'm absolutely flabbergasted at the decision. But, you know, he goes through, he gets a penalty, he dispatches it.
Should Halls make the challenge, or should he leave it to Lavercombe?
No, if Lavercombe tells him, he should leave it to Lavercombe. But then it was a breakdown of communication.
Oh, right. Okay.
It's one of them things when you get make that many chances in a game, you don't take them. You're always liable to be hit on the sucker punch.
Does the, you know, late goals, does it concern you about the team's game management that some crucial late goals have been given away?
I don't know because, you know, the Warrington one was avoidable. Today the referee's got to make a decision on Doddy. We don't know how we're going to concede, James, all day. They haven't posed one bit of threat on us. They haven't posed a threat. Right, Dan's made a save, but they were very average for what kind of team they are. And, you know, in another game, we should be able to make one mistake and get away with it, because that should be 5 or 6-1.
Well, Roy Sill was with us today, and he concluded, he said, they're never going to score in open, Matlock are never going to score in open play. It'll have to be a set piece or something, and indeed, so it was. So on to AKS Fair. Obviously, you would expect to win that game, given FC won 6-1, but should be, of course, you'll still be treating it very professionally, and it should be a great occasion.
Yeah, I mean, we've got 2 weeks now before the league campaign resumes. We've got a lot of work to do on the training pitch. There's nothing we can do about results now next Saturday. We've just got to hope that, you know, teams do us favours in and around us. But we have got a European game to look forward to. And, you know, it's very much a competition that we love being in. We can't wait for the game next Saturday. It gives a distraction from the league. But we'll have one eye on the results in and around us. Well, you know, hopefully a chance to get back to winning ways. For me, you could say it's 4, we are to win on 2 unbeaten. I'll take 2 unbeaten. And if you look at, said to the lads today, if you look at the Warrington game, you know, considering on the 94th minute, I expect to be taking points off your Warringtons, your Matlocks, your Scarboroughs. It was a games we gave that we let ourselves down. And, you know, the Grantham game, we let ourselves down here at home. And if we miss out by 6 points at the end of the season, you look back on them games and think that's where we weren't as mentally prepared as what we could have been. But there's a long way to go, 24 points to go. I'm still sticking with my target. I think that's us on 52 points now. So, you know, 72 gets us in, 20 from 24, can we do it? Then I'll have to sit, wait and see, but it'll be an exciting end to the season, James.
Well, anyway, congratulations to you and the team. A fine performance today, a tough luck at the end, but thanks for talking to us.
Brilliant.
And
thanks,
we'll see
James.
You again soon.
Cheers, thank you.
Neil Reynolds there speaking to James following that 1-1 draw with Matlock Town on Saturday. Let's have some more post-match reaction now from Saturday's draw. Here's FC Radio's man of the match, midfielder Jonathan Smith.
Good game overall. You know, we're in control from the majority of the game. You know, and we probably should have maybe got another goal as well, shouldn't we?
Yeah, I think for me, got to play a little bit of credit to their goalkeeper today. He's made some absolutely fantastic saves to keep them in the game. And, you know, yourself at 1-0, it's never over. And fortunate for us, you know, they created a chance at the end and got the penalty. Apart from that, yeah, just I didn't feel that they would ever score, to be honest. But at 1-0, doesn't matter who you're playing, you know, the game's still alive. So unfortunately for us, you know, that's let us down there at the end.
Decent result, 1-1, you know, against a team that are above us in the league. Would you have took that, you know, at the start of the game, or were you always looking for the win, really?
No, yeah, we were looking for the win. I think from what I've seen in this league, you know, every game is winnable if you turn up with the right attitude, you know, with the right intensity. We should be winning most games. We're disappointed for sure. It doesn't matter if the top of the league, bottom of the league. You know, that was a game we should have won. We didn't. Like I said, credit to their goalkeeper, made some fantastic saves. And they kept going, to be fair to them. They didn't give up, you know, and that's probably one of the reasons why they're up there, because they keep going, you know, they don't give up. Although, yeah, we've controlled it, like you said. We didn't have that killer instinct to finish him off, but you know, sometimes you just got to give credit to their goalkeeper. He's made some fantastic saves to keep them in it.
Yeah, and now we've got a break from league form now next week. Got the Phoenix trophies back. We've got that to look forward to. So it gives us a time to sort of build confidence back and get more momentum going for when we do restart in the league again.
Yeah, I mean, there is still, I think, 8 games to go. Still plenty of points to play for. I won't be giving up. The lads won't be giving up. We'll still keep going. You know, I believe, and I know the lads feel the same, that we can win every game if we're at this level. That's going to be difficult because, you know, it's hard to win every game, as we've shown in the last, you know, 3 or 4. We've dropped a few points, but, you know, we are capable. So while it's still mathematically possible to get, you know, in those promotion positions, we will keep pushing.
Saturday's man of the match, Jonathan Smith, there speaking to Will. Next up for Broadhurst Park will be that Phoenix Trophy group match against Aker SV. Kick-off at Broadhurst Park this weekend will be at 3 p.m. Admission is pay on the gate, £12 for adults, £7 concessions, with under 18s free with a paying adult. But remember, if you cannot make this game in person, then have no fear, the FC Live team are here. They'll be going to air from 2:30 p.m. on www.fc-radio.co.uk. Well, that's it for this week's edition of This Club Is My Club. A big thank you to everyone involved in FC Radio and the club as a whole. Thanks for listening, and from me, Cockers, see you next time.
This is FCUM Radio, officially the most popular FC United radio station in the world.